Timeless 106.1 FM KFFB. Thanks so much for joining us for Open Mic this morning here. We do have Senator Tom Cotton on with us this morning. Veterans Day, of course, Senator, was this past Saturday, and here it is Monday, and we still want to make sure that veterans know that we thank them for their service, and I know you go all over the state, and you have the same thought as well.
Yes, Bob. Saturday was a great Veterans Day. Arkansas has a lot of veterans, over a quarter of a million, quite a bit for a state that's only got 3 million people. I was able to spend it with some good veterans from many different wars, including my father, a Vietnam War veteran. And I don't think there's too much that we can do to help care for our veterans if they were out on the front lines of freedom, defending our freedoms right here at home.
And we sure do appreciate your service as well, sir.
Thank you very much, Bob.
And Senator, I guess our first question here is the Diversity Visa Lottery. Now, that is something that you basically have taken on, and you have been against all the way. Give us the Reader's Digest for listeners why this has been on the forefront, especially after a man that had this visa and mowed down those people with a truck on the bike path in New York just a few weeks ago.
Well, I'm just judging by its own name, the Diversity Visa Lottery is stupid. I mean, the last thing we should be doing when we hand out green cards to people to come to our country and live and then become citizens is giving out by lottery on some silly criteria of diversity. So let me tell you how it works. First off, Bob, see, you combine all the other green cards our country gives out in any given year, and then you look at what part of the world has the fewest number of green cards, and then we just give them an extra 50,000 green cards. They claim that that's diversity, but actually, the fastest growing category of beneficiaries of the Diversity Visa Lottery is actually European. So we've got people from very rich countries like Germany or France or Sweden able to come here just because they happen to win a lottery. And we don't even know if it's the best, most talented people from those countries. You know, it could be a German man who can't hold down a job, not a German physicist or engineer or industrialist. So my legislation would completely eliminate the Diversity Lottery and focus on what our country needs, which is skills-based immigration to fill gaps in our economy and help bring in immigrants, stand on their own 2 feet, hold a job, pay taxes, and not use welfare.
If you eliminated the program of these 50,000 green cards, where would they go?
Well, we would just eliminate it altogether, Bob. There's no reason in my mind to feel compelled to shift those into any other category. That's 50,000 visas that lead to green cards every single year that generates even more immigration because those people, once they get a green card, can bring in their spouses and their kids, but also their parents and their siblings. We have under no compulsion to reassign those 50,000 green cards elsewhere. We should focus on the immigration system we have now and reorient it towards a skills-based system, not this system of random set-asides or diversity lotteries or quotas or anything else.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you taking time and talking with us here on Timeless 106.1 KFFB's Open Mic program. You know, Veterans Day is just as we began the show, talked about. It's very important to your office, and I know you may want to give an opportunity for those veterans as we support them here on Timeless 106.1 FM KFFB each and every Veterans Day and Memorial Day as well. So if any veterans have any questions, I know they can contact your office.
Yeah, we owe our veterans all the benefits that they earn from their service, whether it's VA medical care, the GI Bill, the VA mortgage program. Those are a form of deferred compensation. Our government promised those to you when you went into the service, and you have every right to them now. By and large, we get good reports from Arkansas veterans about the VA system here. Now, I understand in a big bureaucracy, problems happen. So any listener who has any issue with the VA should feel free to get in touch with us. They can go to our website at cotton.senate.gov. They can call the local office at 501-223-9081. They can come into our offices. But if you have any issue with the VA, or for that matter, any other issue with the federal agency, please give us a call, shoot us an email, let us try to help you.
And Senator, as always, thanks for taking time and talking with us here on Timeless 106.1 FM KFFB's Open Mic. And if you'll stay with us for day number two, we'll be talking about the Obamacare individual mandate reform passed with the tax reform that you are definitely in favor of.
Thank you, Bob. It's always great to be on.